Lifetime Achievement Award, Hillary Clinton Mocks Russian Sanctions. By Wendell Hasebo on March 16, 2022. Failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton mocked the largely symbolic sanctions imposed on her by Russia on Tuesday. "I want to thank the Russian Academy for this Lifetime Achievement Award," she wrote on Twitter, referring to the sanctions, which ban her from entering Russia. The Russian government announced sanctions on several Democrats and Biden administration affiliates, including President Joe Biden himself, son Hunter Biden, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley, and others. The sanctions were in response to a similar move President Biden imposed on Russian officials last month in response to Russian leader Vladimir Putin launching a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February. The U.S. has reportedly sanctioned at least 200 people or entities. The sanctions, which are largely symbolic, prevent the specified Americans from traveling to Russia. Biden's Vice President Kamala Harris initially said the U.S. sanctions would absolutely deter Russia from invading Ukraine, but the administration changed its stance after Putin attacked. "No one expected the sanctions to prevent anything from happening," Biden divergently said in February. The Russian sanctions come after Hillary monetarily benefited indirectly from Bill Clinton's speaking engagement while she was Secretary of State in 2010. Bill Clinton received a $500,000 Moscow speaking fee after a Russian company took over a U.S. uranium company, a maneuver the State Department did not block. As the New York Times reported, shortly after the Russians announced their intention to acquire a majority stake in Uranium One, Mr. Clinton received $500,000 for a Moscow speech from a Russian investment bank with links to the Kremlin that was promoting Uranium One stock. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and get @WendellHasebo.